reader is Edlin. Edlin is the author of several things. Two of his books are being published next year.
Awesome.
A Titanic-based mystery that involves food, murder and goddesses on Soho crimes, and a coming-of-age story about stupid kids in Jersey on writ large press. He lives in Brooklyn with his wife, actress Cindy Chung, and son Walter. What does he find sexy? He said, I have a 7-month-old, and washing all the shit and piss from my hands and glasses and having a cup of coffee is sexy.
All right.
Welcome, Edlin.
Got to take my coat up here. There's no room for my coat. Okay. Anybody here from Jersey? Yeah. Well, I wrote this earlier this month before the fires on the piers and the boardwalk. So this is for them. This is called Rich. The summer after sophomore year, I took a job on the boardwalk. I had something better lined up, something in the city, but that fell through at the last second. I was the junior guy at a 2-man fried hot dog and fries stand. The two of us did everything. Pre-frying the dogs, refrying the dogs, frying the fries, refilling all the fucking toppings. Seriously, if you put Elmer's glue out there, people would use it all up because it was free. I worked with this guy named Rich. He was 25 and a typical Jersey guy, funny and making jokes all the time. He told me that Otis Redding had died when he fell off the dock and drowned in the bay. The only time he wasn't too fun was when his girlfriend called. He would go stand in the corner to talk. He thought it was more private, but the walls were metal and amplified his end of the conversation, which was as tense as if someone had taken hostages. Yeah, he'd say. Okay. All right. I know. Of course. When the conversation was over, he'd start whistling. When there was 1 week left in the summer, he said, I want to give you a present. You don't have to buy me anything, Rich, I said. I'm going to give you some wisdom, so it's not going to cost me anything. I mean, shit, I'm not sure if I'm coming back next year. And I know for sure you ain't coming back. You're going to be working on fucking virtual Wall Street. So consider this a parting gift. I'm going to tell you a secret that's going to get you laid. Are you bullshitting me? No, man. Listen up. Deep down inside, every girl wants to fuck her father. That's sick, right? Is that true? Yeah, man. Why do you think all these young guys are wearing vests now? Trying to look older. You gotta get down to the thrift store. Get those wool slacks, the jackets with the arm patches, bent up shoes. You gotta get there early. Gay mafia comes in and buys up all the best shit. I didn't know if he was lying or not. I let him keep talking. You also have to act like a father, too. I seen you be all nice and shit to the girls here, and where'd that get you? I shrugged. Girls hate that shit. They call you a nice guy. They don't fuck nice guys. They want to fuck their fathers. Act like a father. Be critical. Don't be mean. Just point out something wrong with them. Say your hair looks a little off. Or you gotta do something with your voice. It's really squeaky. You and me, we're guys. When someone tells us we got a problem, we're like, oh, fuck you too. But girls are different. They actually want to please people who criticize them. And when you look like their dad, they'll suck your cock to make everything better. Rich gave me a big smile. Is this why you listen to the oldies, Rich? Some kind of father thing? You could say that. My last day was the Monday of the Labor Day weekend. A massive thunderstorm showed up. It looked like the ocean was rising up to meet the rain. Everything was just one big cloudy eye looking at us from above the beach. It was dead all day. We sat around bullshitting. When it was time to go, I found it hard to leave. I kind of needed a sign. Then I heard the opening chords to Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle. Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Little boy, I never needed to hear that shit again. Rich, I'm out of here, I said, extending a hand to him. Now, wait, just till after this song. I'm not listening to this nursery rhyme. No, man. You got it all wrong. You gotta hear the words. It's really sad. I wanna hear this shit. Rich crossed his arms and sighed. He looked like a dad when he did it. Will you just goddamn sit down and listen to the story? There was no fighting it. We both took a seat, and he put his arm around my neck in case I tried to run away. It was a sad song. The father had no time for his kid, and then when the kid grew up, he had no time for his father. When the song was over, Rich turned to me and said, "That's some scary shit, huh?" The boy was just like him. Fatherhood is no joke. I had to call him on his bullshit. Come on, Rich. You were telling me to act like a father to get girls. Hey, getting girls is getting girls. I'm talking about being a responsible adult here. You can't just dress up for the part. When she commits to having that baby, you gotta support. I'm not talking about sending money when you can. You gotta be there for the big things. And the little things, too. You gotta be present in that kid's life. Because if you're not, I'll fucking kill you, bastard. You understand? Then he let me go. I never made it to the thrift store. I didn't get a girl that year. Or the next. But I understood Rich more than anything else that fucking happened in high school. Thank you.